Chapter 17. After the slaughter, Gourley had scraped up fragments of armor, strapped them on, and taken on the form of a lizard man. He'd pushed through the heavy brush of the hillside, avoiding the path Selene and Nath had taken. Wingless dragons patrolled the path along the harsh woodland, escorted by Drakus. He'd already had enough close calls in the past few days. He'd gotten close only to be pushed back again. His thick lizard hide saved him aggravation when hiding in the thorns and thistles.
"Why do I have the feeling I'll not get within a mile of Nath Dragon?"
He kept hoping a human patrol or squad of the army would come down the path. But it didn't happen. It was just Drakus and dragons, not to mention the fiery eyes that peered down at him. The valley he sought to invade was a well-fortified hole. Through the trees, he eyed two armored Drakus leading a pair of six-legged blue dragons, the size of ponies. The dragons snorted at the path, sniffing the leaves on the trees and growling. Gourley hunkered down deep into the brush. His heart started pounding. He'd been evading the dragons for days, but he couldn't keep it up much longer. They knew he was near. They'd figure him out.
"Be still. Don't take any chances."
"Come on,"
a Drakus said, tugging on the chain that held the dragon by a heavy collar on its neck.
"All you're doing is sniffing branches."
He jerked the chain. The dragon blasted fire at his feet. The Drakus hopped over the flame toward the dragon and swatted its horned head.
"Don't do that again."
The dragon's throat rumbled, but its neck bent down. Slowly it turned and headed back down the path. The other Drakus and dragon followed. Gourley gave it a few minutes and let out a breath.
Phew.
Once again, he pushed through the thickets and came to a stop on a crag that overlooked a crescent moon-shaped valley. It was distant, but among the treetops he could make out great stones standing tall in the valley. At least a dozen dragons were perched on those rocks, and more were coming. They glided in and landed while others departed and disappeared. But that wasn't what enamored Gourley at the moment.
"I never would have believed it if I wasn't seeing it for myself."
The floating city hovered above, with the jacksite stones twinkling and throbbing with life. Nath Dragon had caught him up on a few things, and the floating city this had to be. He also recalled the undead army that waited inside, and he started to count all the dragons perched on the building tops. There must have been at least 100 that he could see, and others that weren't tethered by chains were still flying in and out. A chill went through him.
"What kind of an army can stand against such a fortress?"
Ignoring the trepidation within, he renewed his descent to the bottom of the mountain and the crescent moon valley below.
"I don't know if Nath Dragon needs me, or if I need him."
Gourley had made it another 100 yards or so, when a loud commotion cut through the trees. It sounded like a fire and a skirmish of sorts. He swore his keen ears heard a woman cry out. He shook his head.
"It's a trap. It must be."
Nath told him how some dragons played games when they baited their prey. He needed to be careful when he heard strange calls that cried out through the darkness. He glanced down at the hill. He was getting closer to his goal, and he felt drawn to those great stones, but the sounds he heard were too tempting. Trusting his instincts, he rushed off toward the sound of danger.
Heroes do stupid things like this all the time.
He hopped a fallen tree, sped down into a clearing, and surged toward the other side. Dragon tails hanging like vines from the branches knocked him onto his backside. Two forest green scaled dragons plopped to the ground, heads low and hissing. In an instant, they had scrambled over the ground, and fierce jaws seized him by the leg and arm. Gorley screamed. The pain was blinding.
Change form! Change form!
The jaws of the black-tailed emerald dragons locked. Like angry bulldogs, they tried to tug him apart.